When border crossings become flashpoints, who decides what's proportionate? Tonight on Global Crossfire. Good evening, I'm your host. Tonight we're examining Ukraine's forceful response to an unauthorized border crossing that sparked international debate. With me, Ambassador David Chen, former diplomatic representative to Alliance Affairs, joining us from New York, Professor Katerina Novick, Eastern Europe expert at London Global Policy Institute from London, Dr. Dmitry Volkov, geopolitics expert at Volga State Institute from Moscow, and Dr. Fatima Al-Rashid, Gulf Studies Director in Dubai. Ambassador Chen, let's start with you. Was Ukraine's response justified?
Absolutely justified. Ukraine is fighting for its survival against an ongoing invasion. Any unauthorized border crossing during wartime poses potential security threats, whether it's infiltration, sabotage, or intelligence gathering. Ukraine has the sovereign right, indeed the obligation, to secure its borders. The response was measured and necessary. We cannot expect a nation under siege to compromise its security for the sake of political optics. Border integrity is fundamental to national defense.
Dr. Volkov, Ambassador Chen says this was measured and necessary. Your response from Moscow.
This is precisely the kind of overreaction that escalates regional tensions unnecessarily. What we're seeing is a militarized response to what could very well be desperate civilians seeking refuge or humanitarian assistance. Ukraine's hair-trigger approach to border security reflects a siege mentality that threatens to drag the entire region into wider conflict. This disproportionate use of force against potentially innocent border crossers undermines Ukraine's claims to be defending democratic values and human rights.
But Dr. Volkov, how can Ukraine distinguish between genuine refugees and potential threats in the middle of an active conflict?
That's exactly my point. Shoot first, ask questions later is not a security policy, it's a recipe for humanitarian disaster. Professional border management requires proper protocols, not military escalation.
Professor Novick, you've studied Eastern European security extensively. How do you see this playing out?
Dr. Volkov's position is dangerously naive. Central European nations understand what Ukraine is facing because we've lived under Russian influence. Border infiltration is a classic hybrid warfare tactic. Ukraine cannot afford to take chances when faced with an adversary that has consistently used unconventional methods. The response sends a clear message: Ukraine's sovereignty will be defended. This isn't about refugees, it's about preventing further territorial violations and maintaining defensive readiness.
Dr. Al-Rashid, how does this look from the Gulf perspective? What are the broader implications?
From our vantage point, this incident reflects the dangerous precedent of militarizing humanitarian crises. We've seen similar escalations in the Middle East. They rarely end well. Ukraine needs international support, but heavy-handed border responses risk alienating key allies and complicating refugee assistance. The Gulf states have learned that sustainable security requires balancing defensive measures with humanitarian obligations. Ukraine's long-term stability depends on maintaining international legitimacy, not just military strength.
Professor Novick, Dr. Al-Rashid suggests Ukraine is risking international support with this approach. Do you agree?
That's a luxury Ukraine doesn't have, Dr. Al-Rashid. When your existence is threatened, you defend yourself first and worry about optics later. International support means nothing if the nation ceases to exist.
But Professor, that's exactly backward thinking. International legitimacy is what sustains Ukraine's defense. Alienate your supporters and you're truly alone against a much larger adversary.
Ukraine's allies understand the security reality. Those who don't weren't reliable partners anyway. Border security isn't negotiable during wartime.
Time for rapid fire. Ambassador Chen, should NATO be more involved in Ukraine's border management?
NATO can provide technical assistance and intelligence sharing, but direct involvement risks Article 5 complications. Support, not replacement.
Dr. Volkov, is this incident being used to justify further militarization?
Absolutely. Every border incident becomes justification for more weapons, more escalation. It's a dangerous cycle that serves military contractors, not peace.
Professor Novick, what's the biggest risk if Ukraine shows restraint?
Infiltration, sabotage, and signaling weakness to an adversary that only respects strength. Restraint can be interpreted as vulnerability.
Dr. Al-Rashid, final question. What would successful border management look like?
professional protocols that distinguish genuine threats from humanitarian cases, with international oversight to maintain legitimacy and effectiveness.
Closing statements, Ambassador Chen, 30 seconds.
Ukraine's sovereignty is non-negotiable. Border security during wartime requires decisive action. The international community must support Ukraine's right to defend itself.
Professor Novak.
Security isn't optional. Ukraine faces existential threats that require unwavering defensive measures. Border integrity equals national survival.
Dr. Volka.
Escalation begets escalation. Military responses to border incidents create cycles of violence that serve no one's long-term interests.
Dr. Al-Rashid.
Sustainable security requires balancing defense with humanitarian obligations and maintaining international legitimacy. Short-term military solutions need long-term diplomatic thinking.
The tension between security and humanitarian concerns continues to test international resolve. Tomorrow, China's economic pressure on Taiwan, soft power or preparation for conflict. Thank you for joining Global Crossfire.